AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI is talking with witnesses who saw this morning's shootout in which one man was killed, a second wounded as they tried to crash through a gate into the National Security Agency headquarters in Maryland. Our Jerry Bodlander has more.
The FBI says the shooting at the gate of Fort Meade, home to the National Security Agency, is not believed to be terrorism-related. Officials say it occurred when two men who were dressed as women tried to ram their way through the gate at the base, which is about 25 miles northeast of Washington, D.C. That prompted a firefight, according to a senior U.S. official who says one person is dead, another person was wounded. The White House says the president's been briefed on the incident. So has Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Prosecutors rest their case against Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev after showing jurors autopsy photos and questioning a medical examiner about the fatal injuries suffered by an 8-year-old boy killed in the 2013 attack. Tsarnaev's lawyers have begun presenting their case. They have made it clear since testimony began their strategy is not to win an acquittal, but to save him from the death penalty. Indiana Republican legislators say the state's religious freedom law does not discriminate. State Senate President Pro Tem David Long says the goal now is to make clear the law's intentions.
We need to clarify to everyone this law will not be allowed to discriminate against anyone. And so that clarifying language should, we hope, put that to rest, but we'll get to work on that immediately.
Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard says Governor Pence and the GOP majority in the legislature have to rework the measure.
Fix this law. Either repeal it or pass a law that protects all who live, work, and visit Indiana.
Businesses and other groups have been sharply critical of that new law. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 288. This is AP Radio News. German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of German Wings Flight 9525 that crashed into the French Alps last week, had been treated for suicidal tendencies several years ago before he became a pilot. AP's Frank Jordan's report said that is in line with the theory that Lubitz intended to crash the jetliner.
Everything points to the possibility that it was the co-pilot who intentionally downed the German Wings plane last Tuesday in an attempt to commit suicide.
All 150 people on board were killed when the Airbus A320 flying from Barcelona to Dusseldorf slammed into a French mountain. The New York City mayor's office says one of the two bodies recovered after a building collapse has been officially identified as 23-year-old Nicholas Figueroa, who was on a date at a restaurant before the gas explosion leveled three buildings. DNA testing is being done to identify the second body. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.